Well, right now it's time to bring in a guy who is going to turn on the weather. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you, Marshall. Can't complain about how cold it is because it's not too cold yet. But, of course, you can complain about the wind. That is really the big factor. And it will be another windy day today, partly cloudy. Yeah, there'll be flurries around. Didn't put them in the forecast because they really are going to be here and there. And the highs today, mid-30s. The wind will make it feel like it's in the teens. It will be in the teens tonight, mid-teens. And for tomorrow, sunny, brisk, and cold, mid-20s. Tomorrow night, single numbers.
Shut up.
0 to 10 above tomorrow night.
Man.
Saturday, we start with sun. Clouds march in the afternoon, mid-20s. And for Sunday, cloudy with highs around 30. We do feel that the next system will stay just to our south, and we will not share in any of the snow that places like Philadelphia, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Washington, Baltimore, Delaware, that they will share in Saturday night and Sunday. Down there, they'll probably wind up with at least 2 to 4 inches of snow.
I bet you we get snow out of it.
If you do, it's going to be very light, very, very light, very spotty, nothing but a dusting.
I bet you we get snow out of it. I'm just being argumentative this morning because my computer, I couldn't record earlier today, and I think it's because of where the cats ran. I've got a real USB sound card that's not attached to the computer, and I got a feeling the cats walked over it, and there's a button on top of it that if you push it, it changes it from input to output.
Oh,
and I got a feeling one of the cats walked over it and hit that button.
Isn't there a way that you could keep them out of the studio itself?
No, we have a real nice cat sanctuaries in here for them in the studio. They love it. It's a nice, warm, and safe environment for them. So no, it's almost impossible to keep them out. We've tried in the past, and it just doesn't work. So now I'll just find a new place. If this is what happened, I'll find a new place to hide this USB interface so they can't get a hold of it.
So they can't get a hold of it. Talking about computers, yesterday ran into a problem with the editing again. Some of the clips, as you begin to watch the clip, a clip, folks, is a scene in a movie. All of a sudden, vertically, a green bar appears for 2 seconds. So, well, what is causing that? So I figured, okay, let me find that clip on the camera. And reload it in. I reload it in. I bring it back in. And it's still there. So I said, okay, what's doing this? So now I said, let me look at the clip on the camera instead of looking at it on the computer. And it doesn't happen. So it's something to do with either the program or the computer. So I pick up the phone. I call Apple. And they're very attentive. And he said to me, let's make a new library and let's call it temp. So, okay. He goes, now bring that clip into the temporary library. He did. He goes, now let's play it. And it was flawless. Played with no problem. He said, you have a problem with the library. We need to copy all your clips over into the new library. So today I have to copy every clip, and it's hundreds, folks. All of them into a new library, and then Apple will call me again on Sunday to tell me how I get my project over to the new library. He sent me detailed instructions. Marshall, you have to be a computer scientist to read through that stuff. So I just I said, listen, why don't I call you on Sunday when you're back at work? He said, I come in at 11 o'clock. California time. He said, I'll call you at 2. So I'm on the agenda for a 2 p.m. Apple tutorial session on Sunday. Isn't that great?
2 p.m. Sunday. Who's trying to reach you by phone?
Let's see. I'll take a look. It's the City of New York Sanitation.
See, they want to know about Sunday, too.
yeah, but I sent them a detailed message this morning. So, they have to hear it from your mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, so I often wonder, I mean, I want to say, well, if that's the case, then why are we even wasting our time typing and sending you the stuff? Why don't you just pay us, you know, for consultations? And we'll just answer the phone and we won't have to type all of this stuff out. I mean, they do this all the time, and especially what happened in November with the snow, that, you know, everybody got bogged down and who got fired, this and that and everything. Now they're really panicking. They don't want one flake to fall without knowing about it.
Unbelievable.
Oh, it is unbelievable. And then I have Grey's Anatomy on the West Coast, who needs to shoot Friday, all Friday night into Saturday morning. And the producer keeps calling me 3 or 4 times a day. And I tried to convince her, you know, I said, Sarah, you know, we only get updates twice a day. So I can't tell you anything more than I told you this morning. Oh, what can I call you back? So she calls me back and I give her all the information. There's dead silence on the other end. I said, are you still with me? She goes, yeah. She said, I just don't know what to do. I said, well, I can't help you there. I said, but if you could shoot tonight, Thursday night, into Friday, you have no problem. We'll never be able to get the permits changed at that time. They're in Los Angeles. So, I'm just a messenger. You take it from there. And then she wanted to know how the weather's going to be next Saturday. I didn't want to laugh. I wanted to say, at the state of the way things are now, with not enough data going into, or data going into the computer models, what makes you think that I'm going to be able to give you an accurate outlook for next Saturday?
Yeah.
So everybody is kind of being affected now by the government shutdown. You see how it's dribbling down to all different fields?
That's right. And you better hope that things don't drastically change, on Saturday, because you won't have the weather data to prove it to have it on Sunday.
You're right.
No, really, it's a weekend. That makes it even worse.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, I mean.
So, folks, if things go awry this weekend, write a letter to the president saying, fund the National Weather Service, please.
Right. And then he'll stand up and walk out on you.
Well, I don't know. I didn't watch those things live, but I watched clips of them afterwards.
Yeah.
And I posted on my Facebook page. I have one word to give my expression for the president's speech and for the Democratic response. For the president's speech, it was uninspiring. And for the Chuck and Nancy show, my one word response was predictable. And you look at these three people and you say, this is the best our country can send to the Capitol Hill.
Yep.
This is the best we can send up there?
Yep.
My goodness. Well, anyways. Well, we'll see what happens anyway. So it looks like we're off the hook for snow, which is actually good. We've got cold weather, though, and we'll await the arrival of winter, because we've had 17 inches of snow in November and none in December. And so far, through January 10th, no snow in January.
Right. But winter temperatures are here, and it's only going to get worse.
It's only going to get worse. Well, thank you. It was a capital W.
Yes.
All right, Pat, I want you to go speak to the sanitation department and tell them to pick up that garbage.
I'll tell them that you said that.
All right, thanks. Take care.
Okay, bye, Mushroom.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.